Ukraine's getting new weapons to fend off Russia's invasion. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Tanks. Germany now says it will send some. And there are reports the U.S. will send powerful Abrams tanks we had said were too advanced and required too much training.
Weeks of hesitation over whether to send powerful Leopard 2 tanks to the front lines caused frustration. Poland even threatening to send its own stock of the vehicles in breach of an agreement with the Germans. Germany's worry was getting drawn into conflict with Russia itself, but now feels more confident with the U.S. committing tanks too.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Now, Russia's upset over the tanks, calling the decision to send them extremely dangerous, taking the conflict to a new level. 20 Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration again over the border, as Congressman Pat Fallon tells Fox.
It's beyond a crisis. It's a catastrophe in so much as we had never had a month in our history where we had 200,000 illegal border crossings. That had never happened. The last 10 months in a row have been over 200,000.
The states are trying to block a migrant parole program, allowing up to 30,000 of them to come to the U.S. from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela. Former Vice President Pence is now in on the classified document drama after materials are found at his Indiana home that he's turned over to the FBI as special counsels investigate Biden and Trump document discoveries.
Former President Trump is coming to Pence's defense, writing on his Truth Social that he is a, quote, innocent man. He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. Leave him alone. And I personally spoke with the former president yesterday, and he's drawing parallels between the discovery at Pence's home to the raid at his Mar-a-Lago home over the summer. He told me, quote, my case shouldn't even be a case.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The man accused of going on a shooting spree in San Mateo, California, murdering 7 people doing court today. Governor Gavin Newsom went there, told victims' families.
We have your back. You matter. We care.
Newsom is also joining other Democrats wanting stricter gun laws. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a Republican, says already strict California laws didn't prevent the shootings. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The U.S. effectively maxed out our credit card last week, hitting the debt limit, preventing further borrowing and prompting the Federal Reserve to find ways to keep making government payments till maybe June. Then there's the risk of default if Congress doesn't act.
Any solution to raising the debt limit rests with talks between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says.
So I think it's entirely reasonable for the new speaker and his team to put spending reduction on the table.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insists the debt limit should be raised without conditions.
They want to cut programs that Americans have paid into. That's going to hurt senior citizens. That's going to hurt our veterans. That's going to hurt taxpayers.
President Biden says he does plan to meet with McCarthy about reducing the debt and deficits. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling almost 200 points for the Dow. The day after the Dow gained 104, but the Nasdaq dropped 30. Scott Rolen will now be among the immortals in the Baseball Hall of Fame, known for his fielding as a third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies, St. Louis Cardinals, Toronto Blue Jays, and Cincinnati Reds. Rolen was voted in by the baseball writers.
Rolen was the lone player selected when the voting results were revealed Tuesday night on MLB Network.
He burst onto the scene as the 1997 National League Rookie of the Year and would go on to win 8 Gold Glove Awards and make 7 All-Star teams. A lifetime 281 hitter and 2002 National League Silver Slugger, he clubbed 316 home runs with a career OPS of 855.
Joining Rolen in the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony this summer will be slugger Fred McGriff. The crime dog was selected to the hall by a special committee last month. Todd Helton fell 11 votes short of induction, but will be back on the ballot next year.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.